Yes, please.
Give me, Mr. Hoover.
All right, sir.
We ought to call Jack, get catching. Well, we'll get catching back as soon as we get through talking to him. Tell him out there to get him on the line, hold him until I finish talking here. All right. You read that transcript now. Well, of course, they, before you hand it out, of course, they mimeograph it first, don't they? Can't you read it from the mimeograph page?
I can, sir, but pretty difficult to be this late at
night. Well, tell that damn fool to cut out the ands and put periods, chop up my sentences, and learn to punctuate it. What are the other stories now? The FBI story and the Vietnam story?
Vietnam second.
Mr. Hoover, sir.
Hello?
Edgar.
Yes, Mr. President.
In response to some questions this afternoon, I told him that I was going to ask for a complete compilation of FBI reports that I got to dozens of them every day, and that all the reports in connection with these disturbances around the country that we made available to suitable police officers and governors and mayors information concerning the problems, and I was going to ask for you to compile them for me, kind of along the line you talked to this fellow about.
Yes.
And then I was going to see if there's any consistent pattern and what other recommendations might be justified for additional recommendations.
Yes.
And they asked me if that would include legislation, and I told them that I'd have to, it would not exclude it. We'd have to see what the reports saw. And they asked me if the reports showed that there were any members of the Communist Party in it, and I said I didn't want to discuss the content of the FBI reports.
Yes.
That's where we left it, but I thought you ought to know.
I think that's a very, very good statement.
And I thought you handle that other thing good. Now you get him this compilation just as quickly as you can.
Yes.
And then you keep in the back of your head any recommendations you think we ought to make after we get his brief of it. I thought I ought to get it away as far as partisan thing as I could.
I think very well.
I haven't even discussed the individual or the fact I've done it with another human but you and Walter Jenkins.
Right. Well, in my conversation with him yesterday at his office, he indicated that he did not want to be known as
he
does party to it.
He doesn't because he doesn't want to, he thinks it might be interpreted that he's politically joining me.
That's right. He said
I don't want it to use. I want to keep him Republican so I can he'll be more valued to the country
right.
as Republican than he will as, and I just want to keep it out of politics.
He told me that he said while he was not going to support Goldwater, he of course was not going to change his party. That his nest was the Republican party, and that's where he was going to remain.
Well, he'd be of more value to us there.
I think so.
We don't want any politics in this stuff.
No.
So you get that to him as soon as you can, and let me know about it.
Some of the material we will be going to in this week.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
What is it?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. We had already started gathering this material,
as
I indicated in memorandum for you this morning.
Yeah.
Gathering material as to the exact what these race riots have been. Of course, we divided into two things. These teenagers were entirely separate. There's no racial element involved in that. That's just the inefficiency and the incompetency of the local authorities being on their job. But the race riots, of course, have, while they have not been initiated by communists, communists have appeared immediately in it and taken advantage of it.
Did you ever find out anything about Hunt? Did you ever pin anything on him?
No, we've never been able to pin anything on him.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I didn't know this summer when I was out on the coast. I was with Clint Murchison and Billy Bajo and Robert Kane and the Wise.
Yeah.
And I didn't know the background of this fellow Hunt very much. I'd heard his name, but I didn't know his background. I didn't know that he ran a gambling and was more or less a whorehouse up in Arkansas and bought some land that happened to have oil on it. That's where his money came from.
They tell me he bets $100,000 a day.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I'd always had considered his background. I didn't know anything about him. I never met him, never seen him. But I didn't know that he had that kind of background of having been a gambler and running a whorehouse. And he just by accident bought some land up there, which happened to have oil on it.
Yeah.
That was the foundation of his fortune. Now, of course, he's a very a bigoted individual, no question about that.
Yeah.
But along that line, I sensed down in Southern California, I was at La Jolla there, and that's in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I sensed there, which I think you might want to keep in mind, there's a strong, very strong Goldwater current that runs in that area.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, that's strongly Republican.
Yeah.
But I think it's a thing you ought to keep in mind because I think some missionary work ought to be done politically there.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, in New York, I ran across exactly a different thing.
Yeah.
There, I have a tailor up there where I get clothes made,
yeah.
And he was telling me about a Jewish rabbi who, about a week ago, preached to his congregation of the similarity between Goldwater and Hitler. And a lot of these Jews who were going to vote for Goldwater, thinking that he was a Jew, you know, have now decided that they're going to vote for you. And the so-called backwash, or whatever they want to call it, is far less in New York City than I had thought it would be.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But out in Southern California, that is really they're red hot for Goldwater. And the folks in California, the Democrats, ought to do some missionary work down in the southern part of that state, because that was where he got his nomination, was the votes in the South, as against Rockefeller, who carried across the North.
We'll get on that. Thank you, Edgar.
Fine.
Bye.
Bye.